Phonemes and pronunciation. Study session 10. Hello there. Welcome to our pronunciation virtual class. My name's Gabriel Saverin. I'm your facilitator. It's been quite a while since I spoke to you in study session 9 last October. I hope you still remember the 14 consonant sounds that you have learned so far. However, if you think that you need to revise all those consonants before you move on to study session 10, please feel free to do so. Okay, in this lesson, I'm going to introduce another pair of consonants, the voiceless ch and voiced j. It's pretty interesting to know how these two sounds are made. For example, in making the voiceless ch, first we begin by putting the tip of our tongue against a tooth ridge, like what we do for the voiceless t. Then, very quickly, we take our tongue to the sh sound position. At this point, we can feel the air escaping with a hissing sound through the narrow space formed between the tongue and the roof of our mouth. Do you see now why the phonetic symbol for ch is a combination of t and sh? Good. Now, can you tell me why the voiced j is given that symbol? Happy learning!